On Widener University Week, rape victim advocates often work behind the scenes of the Me Too movement. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Shana Meyer, professor and director of the Master's in Criminal Justice program, discusses this overlooked group.
The Me Too movement has since 2017 been engaging and empowering victims of sexual violence through their understanding that they are not alone. The movement, as well as recent allegations made against celebrities, priests, and a Supreme Court nominee, have resulted in more victims than ever seeking services. For example, the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network reported that September 28, 2018, the day in which Dr. Christine Blasey Ford testified against Judge Brett Kavanaugh, was the busiest day for the hotline in its 24-year history, with more than 3,000 people seeking help. Clearly, the movement has encouraged women to step forward, but it has also faced backlash for ignoring the work of activists and victims of color, putting the responsibility to reveal abuse on victims, and ruining the careers and reputations of accused men before they can reply or defend themselves. In light of this national conversation, I am researching the perceptions of rape victim advocates, including volunteers, staff, and directors of rape crisis centers, to understand their views on the Me Too movement, as well as its influence on rape survivors and the funding and functioning of rape crisis centers. Victim advocates are a typically overlooked group of individuals, but have a significant impact on the treatment and recovery of rape survivors. Their broad perspectives come from not only their opportunity to have direct contact with a wide variety of survivors, but also because they help survivors negotiate various parts of the medical, criminal justice, and legal systems, and thus witness survivors' treatment by other professionals. Understanding their perceptions in the context of the Me Too movement will help as we continue to combat epidemic levels of sexual violence worldwide.
That was Shana Meyer of Widener University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.